This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of November, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this is the most elevated confluence age. This old world is changing and becoming new. You now have to make effort and claim an elevated deity status. Question. Which aspects do the serviceable children constantly keep in their intellects? Answer. They remember that wealth doesn't run out by donating it. This is why they even renounce their sleep and continue to donate the wealth of this knowledge night and day and don't become tired. However, if there are any defects in them, they cannot have enthusiasm for doing service. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. You children know that the Supreme Father explains to you every day, just as a teacher teaches you every day. A father simply gives his children teachings and looks after them, because children live at home with their father. Children live with the parents. Here, this is a wonderful thing. You stay with the spiritual father. You first stay with the spiritual father in the incorporeal world. Then the father only enters the cycle once, in order to give you children your inheritance, to purify you, and to give you peace and happiness. Therefore, he definitely comes and stays down here. This is what human beings have become confused about. It is remembered that he enters an ordinary body. The ordinary body would not come flying here from anywhere else. He definitely enters a human body. He tells you, I enter this body. You children now understand that the Father has come to give you your inheritance of heaven. We have definitely become impure and unworthy. Everyone says, O purifier, come. Come and purify us impure ones. The Father says, I am given the duty every cycle of purifying the impure. O children, you now have to make this impure world pure. This old world is said to be impure, and that new world is said to be pure. The Father has come to make this old world new again. No one would say that the Iron Age is the new world. This is something that has to be understood. The Iron Age is the old world. The Father definitely comes at the confluence of the old and the new. Whenever you explain to people, also tell them that this is the most elevated confluence age, and that the Father has come. Not a single human being throughout the whole world knows that this is the most elevated confluence age. You are definitely at the confluence age. This is why you must explain the main thing, that this is the confluence age. Therefore, these points are essential. You have to explain the things that no one else knows. And that is why Baba has said that you must definitely write that it is now the most elevated confluence age. There are also the pictures of the new age, that is the golden age. How can human beings understand that Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of the golden age? The new world. The expression, the most elevated confluence age, definitely has to be written on the picture. You definitely have to write this, because it is the main thing. People think that there are still many years of the Iron Age left to come. They are in complete darkness. Therefore, you have to explain to them that Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of the new world. These pictures are symbolic. You say that their kingdom is being established. There is a song, "The New Age Has Come, Awaken from the Sleep of Ignorance." You now understand that this is the Confluence Age. It is not called the New Age. The Confluence is called the Confluence Age. This is the most elevated Confluence Age, when the new world is established and the old world is destroyed. You are now changing from ordinary humans into deities by studying Raja Yoga. The highest status among the deities is that of Lakshmi and Narayan. They too are human beings, but they have divine virtues, and that is why they are called deities. The highest virtue is that of purity, and this is why people bow down in front of the idols of the deities. These points are being absorbed by the intellects of those who continue to do service. It is said, your wealth never finishes by donating it. You continue to receive many explanations. This knowledge is very easy. However, some are able to imbibe it very well, whereas others are not. Those who have defects are unable to look after a center. The father explains to you children that you should use direct words at the exhibitions. The main thing is to explain the elevated Confluence Age. The original eternal deity religion is being established at this Confluence Age. At the time this religion existed, no other religions existed. The Mahabharata war is fixed in the drama. Those other religions have just emerged. They were not there earlier. Everything will be destroyed within 100 years. The Confluence Age has to be at least 100 years. The whole world is to become new again. How many years did it take to create New Delhi? You understand that the new world has to be created in Bharat, and that the old world will then be destroyed. Some of it will remain. There isn't annihilation. You have all of these aspects in your intellects. It is now the Confluence Age. These deities existed in the new world, and they will exist again. This is the study of Raja Yoga. If you are unable to explain in detail, you should just explain one thing. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the Father of all. Everyone remembers him. He tells all of us children, you have become impure. You call out, O purifier, come. Truly, there are impure beings in the Iron Age and pure beings in the Golden Age. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, says, now renounce all impure relationships, including those of your own bodies, and constantly remember me alone, and you will become pure. This expression is in the Gita. This is the age of the Gita. The Gita was sung at the confluence age when destruction took place. The father taught you Raj Yoga. The kingdom was established, and it will surely be established again. The spiritual father explains all of these things. Okay, if he didn't enter this body, he would enter someone else's body. But it is still the father who gives the explanation. We don't mention this one's name. We are simply telling you that the father says, "Remember me, and you will become pure and come to me." It is so simple. Simply remember me and keep this knowledge of the cycle of 84 births in your intellects. Those who imbibe this will become the rulers of the globe. This message is for those of all religions. Everyone has to return home. We are showing you the path home. You can give the Father's message to priests or anyone else. Your mercury of happiness should rise within you. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul says, "Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved." Remind everyone of this. The number one service is to relate the Father's message. The age of the Gita is now. The Father has come. Therefore, you should have that picture from the start. Those who feel that they are able to give the Father's message must remain ready. It has to come into your hearts that you must become sticks for the blind. You can give this message to anyone. People become afraid when they hear the name Brahma Kumaris. Tell them that you are simply giving them the Father's message. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, simply says, "Remember me." That's all. We are not defaming anyone. The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone. I am the highest on high, the purifier. By remembering me, your sins will be absolved." Note this down. This is a very useful thing. People sometimes write it on their arms or hands. Write this too. Even if you only explain this much, you would be a merciful benefactor. Promise that you will do this. You definitely have to do service and instill this habit. You can explain here as well. You can give these pictures away. This message is worth giving. Hundreds of thousands will be created. Give the message to every home. No matter whether someone gives any money or not, tell him, "The Father is the Lord of the poor, and it is our duty to give this message to every home." This is Bapdada, and this is our inheritance that we receive from him. This one takes 84 births and is now in his last birth. We are Brahmins and will then become deities. Brahma too is a Brahmin. Prajapita Brahma is not alone. Prajapita Brahma is not alone. There is definitely also the Brahmin clan. Brahma becomes Vishnu, a deity. Brahmins are the top knot. They become deities, warriors, merchants and shudras. Someone will definitely emerge who understands what you say. Even men can do service. When businessmen open their shops early in the morning, They pray, "Send me a good customer." You can also go early in the morning and give the Father's message. Tell them, "You will do very good business. Remember the Lord, and you will receive an inheritance for 21 births. The early morning hours are very good. Nowadays, even women work in factories. It is very easy to make these badges. You children should remain busy in doing service, day and night, and renounce your sleep. Once people have received the Father's introduction, they belong to the Lord and Master. You can give this message to anyone. Your knowledge is very elevated. Tell them, we only remember the One. The Christ soul is also his child. All souls are his children. God the Father says, don't remember any bodily beings. Consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me, and your sins will be absolved and you will come to me. People make effort to return home. However, no one is able to do so. It has been seen that some children are very slack at the moment. They are unable to make that much effort and just continue to make excuses. There is plenty to be tolerated in this. The founders of religions have tolerated so much. For Christ, it is said that he was crucified on a cross. Your duty is to give everyone this message. Baba continues to show you ways to do this. When any of you don't do service, Baba understands that you haven't imbibed anything. Baba advises you how to give this message. You can continue to give this message on trains too. You know that you are going to heaven. Some will go and stay in the land of silence. Only you can show them this path. You Brahmins have to go. There are many of you, and you have to be placed somewhere. Brahmins, deities, and warriors. There would definitely have to be the children of Prajapita Brahma. In the beginning, there are Brahmins. You Brahmins are the highest on high. Those Brahmins are born through wombs. Brahmins are definitely needed. Otherwise, where did the Brahmins, children of Prajapita Brahma, go? You can sit with those Brahmins and explain to them, and they will very soon understand. Tell them you are Brahmins. And we also call ourselves Brahmins. Now tell us, who established your religion? They won't mention any name other than the name of Brahma. Try this for yourself and see. There are very large Brahmin families. There are also many Brahmin priests. Many children go to Ajmer. None of you has yet given Baba the news that you went to meet those Brahmins and ask them who established their religion. Who established the Brahmin religion? You know who the true Brahmins are. You can bring benefit to many. Only devotees go on pilgrimages. This picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is very good. Do you know who Jagadamba is? Who Lakshmi is? You can also explain in this way to the servants and natives. There is no one apart from you who can explain to them. You have to become very merciful. Tell them, you too can become pure and go to the pure world. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember Shiv Baba. You should have a keen interest in showing others the path. Those who stay in remembrance will also make effort to remind others to stay in remembrance. The Father is not going to go and speak to them. This is the duty of you children. You also have to bring benefit to the poor, so that they too become happy. Even just by remembering the Father a little, they can come amongst the subjects, and that too is good. This religion is one that gives a lot of happiness. Day by day, your sound will spread more loudly. Continue to give this message to everyone. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. You sweetest children are multi-million times fortunate. When you hear this praise, you understand it. Therefore, why should you worry about anything? This knowledge is incognito, and you have incognito happiness. You are incognito warriors. You are called the unknown warriors. No one else can be unknown warriors. The Diwala temple is your accurate memorial. This is the family of the one who has conquered your hearts. The true pilgrimage is that of Mahavira, Mahavini and their children. This place is even higher than Kashi. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Give the Father's message to every home. Promise to do service, and don't make excuses for not doing service. 2. Don't worry about anything, but stay in incognito happiness. Don't remember any bodily beings. Stay in remembrance of the One Father. Blessing. May your intellect have faith, and you remain carefree at every second, and take benefit from the benefactor Father and this benevolent time. Whatever scenes are being performed, observe them while being Trikaldashi, the knower of the three aspects of time. Maintain courage and enthusiasm, and become a powerful soul yourself, and also make the world powerful. Do not be shaken by your own storms. Stay firm. Become wealthy and powerful with all the time, company, and many various treasures you have received and are receiving. Such days are not going to come again throughout the whole cycle. Therefore, hand over all your worries to the Father. Let your intellect have faith, and you remain carefree. At every second, take benefit from the benefactor Father and this benevolent time. Slogan: color everyone with the Father's company, and all bad things will automatically finish. Aviat signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. The way to become bodiless is to become a point. The way for all of you to become bodiless and karmatit is to become a point. And this is why Bapdada says, before celebrating a meeting with Bapdada at Amrit Vela and having a heart-to-heart conversation, and before you start to act, first of all, put a tilak of the three dots on your forehead. Then check that the tilak is not wiped off due to any reason. The tilak should remain so imperishable that it cannot be wiped off. Om Shanti.